Well, tell me first of all a little bit about you.
Okay, so I'm not originally from Kentucky. I'm a military child, which means I've moved around my whole life. I'm also a multi-sport athlete, so I do horses, volleyball, track, and a big hobby of mine is art. I love art, big thing of mine. And I'm also in the engineering pathway, as said. And so if you've heard before, I'm a sophomore at Trigg County.
Military, so where have you been? Where have you lived over your life?
So I was originally born in Alabama, and I lived with my mom in North Carolina for about a year. I've lived with my dad in New York for 3 months, and I lived in Washington State for quite a while, and that's where my sister was born. And since then, we've lived here for about 10 years.
Trigg County, your favorite place, or what places did you like, and why did you like this?
So I was a little too young to remember North Carolina, really, but I think my favorite has been Washington State, just because the place that we lived, there was a lot of space, we could have our horses out. It was really pretty, and there was a lot more snow up there.
Yeah, you did claim a lot more snow. We visited Washington. I love Washington State. Beautiful place. So what are some of the biggest challenges or maybe some of the big strengths that Trigg County has? I'll change the question around a little bit.
So I feel like a really big strength that Trigg County has is that everybody just knows each other. So it's very easy to just get along with everybody, and you all just have some sort of connection. And even if, since I moved here in like kindergarten, I kind of just, ever since I've been here, I've been able to like get along with all these people, and I've just known their faces. And so if I go out in public and I see them, I'm like, oh, I just know that person. Like, and we can like maybe give friendly smiles. So I feel like just everybody knowing each other is a big strength.
So you're a military child, a military family over the years. What can this community do to better serve or better help someone who's serving in the military or a family who's connected to someone serving in the military?
I actually feel like they do a really good job because we have like our Purple Up Day that acknowledges all those military kids, and it invites the families over and we all eat together. So I actually don't see much wrong with that. They support us really well and we fit in easily.
Very good. Sounds good. So what, let me ask you a question off on this. Chronic absenteeism has increased in American schools since COVID-19. What do you think we can do to help this make it better?
Chronic absenteeism. Well, so, it is a tough question. It is. So, so my mom is actually a nurse, so she's kind of talked to me about a few of these things, and I feel like there isn't a whole lot really that we can do, because I mean sometimes you just can't prevent that, but I feel like maybe we could just give more options so that way maybe if you can't come out to school or you can't come to public, we can find more options and easier ways to get maybe schoolwork over there and make it easier to turn it in. And our school actually does a pretty good job with that too. Our Google Classroom is very easy to use, and it's easy to submit documents in there. And so I feel like if you have to be at home because you're like sick or you can't do anything, it just makes it easy. You can open up your computer and just get it done.
I wish I had that when I was in school. That really is a real advantage you guys have today. So engineering pathway, why did you choose that?
It actually starts with a very funny story. So a few years ago, I was really into video games, and I played Minecraft a lot. And so I was building a house, and my dad came in, and he said, I like the way you think, because he saw the house. He's like, I think you could do architecture really well, because I see how you're thinking, and I see how you're using the surroundings there. So I think that'd be a good thing for you to pursue. And I actually really enjoyed it. And so in school, I just was like, I like drawing. I like making things out in the world. And I like how houses look. And so I was like, I'm going to go into like residential architecture. And I was probably going to dabble in some landscaping architecture too, because I found that very fun. But so just a little video game got me started.
That's cool. I like that story. So do you ever go buy a house and say, if I could have built that house, I would have done it differently. Do you ever do that kind of thing?
All the time. I really do. There's this little like hunting cabin that was built on our road recently, and it's it's like a box. And every time I drive by it, I just look at it, I'm like, I hate that thing. I hate it. It needs to leave. And I just wish that I could have gone through and talked to them. I wish I could have been like, you need to place the door over here, and you need to put a box there and make it have a little more shape.
Does it need landscaping too?
Actually, the landscaping is okay, because our road has like a lot of fields, so it's properly placed at least.
At least the landscaping is good, right? And 1 out of 2 is not bad. So what, if you were designing the ideal house, what would it look like, and what would you put in there?
So the ideal house is, honestly, because it always depends. Like there's opinions that come in, and then there's, yes, for me. So my opinions for it is like, it just has to be enough for you, at least. Like, at least 1 bathroom, 2 bedrooms, because you always want your guests to have a place to stay if they ever need to. And I would say 1 story would always suffice for anybody. Whereas, like, if it was like a bigger ideal house for like a family, maybe like 3, almost 4 bedrooms if you really need it, or like 3 bathrooms, because living with a sister and a foreign exchange student right now, bathroom space is not pleasant. It's a lot of time.
I definitely agree with that. And my wife has always watched this. You ever watch that show, Tiny House? She's like, I want a tiny house one day. I'm like, I want my end of the house. I don't want a tiny house. I don't want to be stuck in 500 square or 50 square feet with somebody. That just drive me crazy. Would it drive you crazy?
Definitely would drive me crazy.
So what's this competition done for you? What do you say you've gotten yourself out of this competition?
So this competition has actually been really fun for me, and I haven't so much seen it as like a challenge, whereas I've just seen it like a new experience that I get to try. And I've always been a great communicator. I've loved to talk. I've loved meeting new people. And so I think being able to have different scenarios brought into that has just made it even more fun for me. So I believe that coming out of this, I'll be able to handle new situations a lot better. Like from the first stage, when we all had to just go, we had a minute at each table, and we had to do different things. We had to pretend to be a manager or make a business outfit for somebody, and I just feel like I would be able to handle those situations a lot better now.
Struggling something there. You said you love to meet people. Well, you know, how do you meet somebody new and make them feel comfortable around you?
So I do this a lot because my family and I, we like to go out to public places, and meeting new people is, sometimes it can be a little odd, but like if I see somebody with a dog, I'll go and ask if I can pet their dog, and I'll just always try and be very friendly. I won't try and like be crazy with like starting questions like, what do you do? How are you? We should be friends. I start with like so what's your dog's name? Oh, that's cool. I have dogs too. And then I'll escalate the conversation from something just as simple as wanting to pet their dog.
Do you see the challenges of when you see a person who may be a little reserved and feel like they're kind of alone in a room and a room full of people? Do you feel like it's kind of a challenge to go and say, hey, maybe I can interact with that person?
So sometimes it is very challenging, honestly, but I've also learned that maybe just a nice smile or a wave sometimes, or just be kind of like friendly towards them, and maybe they'll wave back or even say hi. And if it's like in a place where you'll constantly see each other, the more you just be pleasant and be friendly, the more willing they are to like come and say hey. Or maybe if you go, so just like, oh hi, you looked like really cool. I like your shoes. I like your shirt. It just makes things a lot easier.
Good job, Ella. Thank you very much, Ella Donaldson, with us, and give her a big hand.